This is Bird Note. University of Washington professor Dee Boersma cares deeply about Galapagos penguins.
I went to the Galapagos for the first time in like 1970 because I thought, what a bizarre thing. What is a penguin doing living on the equator? It's because the Galapagos, they're really unusually cold for an equatorial region.
Still, it's a very trying environment.
The Galapagos penguins really have a hard time with heat stress. So black lava and, of course, the black and white tuxedos that penguins have, when you're standing in the sun, gets pretty hot. It's not so bad if you can jump in the water. But when you have to raise young and lay eggs, you got to find a place that's really shady.
So Dee's team and their partners at the Galapagos National Park recently built about 120 penguin condos. These are lava burrows near the coast, most between half a meter and 2 meters above high tide. But the tsunami that hit Japan in March delivered a wave higher than 2 meters.
And my concern is, how's it going to affect Galapagos penguins on the equator, thousands and thousands of miles from the center of the tsunami?
Dee has yet to learn the full extent of the impact.
I care about penguins because I guess I fell in love with them. Hearing their haunting cry in the evening as they're getting ready to breed and look for mates, I just found it so magical.
For an update and to see photos, come to our website, birdnote.org.